It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today we're talking NFL ratings. They climbed on some razor-close games. If you thought that the past 2 weekends of NFL football had the closest finishes you could ever remember, you'd be correct. With 4 divisional semifinal games played 2 weeks ago, and then the AFC and NFC championship games played last Sunday, every single football game was decided in the final seconds. 6 football games, 6 incredibly close finishes. If I hadn't watched most of those football games with my own eyes, a legitimate case of eyebrow-raising suspicion might be in order. So how close were those 6 games? A total of just 21 points, or 3.5 points per game, was the total winning margin after all 6 games were played. So let's take a look at those scores from each of the playoff games over the last 2 weekends. In AFC Divisional Semifinal Game 1, Cincinnati 19, Tennessee 16, 3 points, on a walk-off 52-yard field goal by Cincinnati as time expired. In the other AFC Divisional Game 2, Kansas City won 42-36 over Buffalo in overtime. In the AFC Championship game last Sunday, Cincinnati won that game 27-24 over Kansas City in overtime on a second possession score by the Bengals. Now over to the NFC. In their divisional semifinal game 1, it was San Francisco 13 and Green Bay 10 on a walk-off 45-yard field goal by the 49ers as time expired in Green Bay. In the other semifinal game in the NFC, it was Los Angeles Rams 30, Tampa Bay 27, with, yes, a walk-off 30-yard field goal by the Rams as time expired. And then last Sunday in the NFC Championship game, it was the Los Angeles Rams 20, San Francisco 17, as the Rams intercepted a pass with about 1 minute left in the game to preserve the win. So, breathlessly, the 3 AFC games were decided by 3 points, 6 points, and 3 points for a total of 12 points. And the NFC playoff games, over the last 2 weeks, were decided by 3 points each for a total of 9. So let's see, doing my math, that's 12 plus 9, or 21 point differential for 6 football games. That's incredible. Now let's look and see how that stacks up against recent years. The prior year's 2020 NFL playoffs saw a 62 point, or 13.3 points per game, final score differential over those 6 football games. So, I decided to research it myself, went all the way back to the year 2000, and I can confirm that the 2021 NFL playoff games we've just witnessed were by far the closest 6 games played since the turn of the century. Woo! If you'd like to take a look at those results over the last 21 years, you can find them at SwampSwamiSports.com. Now, let's go all the way back to year 2003, and you'll find that year there were the same 6 games having a meager point differential of just 40 points, or 6.67 points per game. And just 2 of those games back in 2003 had a point differential into double digits, just 10 and 11 points. Indeed, it was another good year for close playoff games. Now, the worst year for divisional and championship NFL games was back in 2000 itself. None of the 6 football games was particularly close, as the victory margins ranged from a low of 10 points to an incredible high of 41 points in the NFC Championship game as the New York Giants blanked Minnesota 41-0. The average for the first 21 years of this century has been a little over 69 points for each of those 6 playoff games, and that equates annually to an 11.5 point winning margin in each game. You see the difference? 3.5 versus an average of 11.5 points in an average year. While this year's razor-thin margins for the NFL playoffs have been a statistical outlier, the league's television partners are not complaining about these close games. In fact, they're thrilled at the viewership gain.
Yes!
The NFL television ratings have been leaking air for a few years after the Colin Kaepernick comments turned off millions of fans, and ditto for the NFL's 2020 embrace of social justice messaging during their games last year, too. The recent pandemic also didn't help, as the 2020 NFL season featured either partially or completely empty football stadiums. And the loss of vocal fans pulling for their home team just made the home viewing a lot less entertaining. So this year, the NFL seems to have lessened a little bit of their on-field messaging, and due to the changing medical guidelines, fans are being allowed back into the stands once again. All is good. And the regular season's weekly television ratings started to recover as well. Now, playoff time came around, and in January, the exciting last 2 weeks of the NFL playoff games, with photo finish endings, have seen television ratings recover with a significant positive bump.
Bye, bye, bye!
2 weeks ago, the Saturday afternoon AFC divisional playoff game featuring Cincinnati at Tennessee brought in nearly 31 million viewers for CBS, and that marked the largest audience for that particular game since 2016. Then on Saturday night 2 weeks ago, the San Francisco at Green Bay football game on Fox pulled in just under 38 million viewers, and that was the largest audience for that NFL divisional game since 2002. I see a trend, don't you? And in case you didn't notice, the NFL recently began to slyly move their playoff games further back into the evenings on both Saturdays and Sundays this past year. In previous years, the two Saturday and Sunday football games would be played in the early afternoon and late afternoon time slots as a lead-in to the network's nightly programming lineup. Not anymore. The ratings Godzilla, called the NFL, has now seized the evening programming schedule from the networks during playoff weekends in January. Though it might seem a little bit hard to believe, the NFL playoff ratings bring about 10 times the average television audience that might ordinarily tune in to watch any show on CBS or Fox or NBC on a typical Saturday or Sunday night. Any significant ad revenue lost by the TV networks from playing games during the early afternoon window have been recovered and enhanced by the increased ad rates and revenues for playing those games in the new evening time slot. The TV ratings trend carried over to Sunday's divisional and semifinal games too, as NBC's television coverage for the NFC's Tampa Bay-Los Angeles Rams game fetched 38 million viewers, and that was the largest NBC audience since 2006. The highest-rated football game for the whole weekend was the Sunday night finale featuring Buffalo at Kansas City. Nearly 43 million viewers tuned into Fox to watch the overtime win by Kansas City. It was the highest-rated divisional round game on Fox since the 2017 matchup of the very popular Green Bay Packers and Dallas Cowboys. Now, last Sunday's AFC and NFC championship games didn't disappoint either. The AFC title game featuring the Bengals at the Chiefs drew 48 million viewers, the highest since 2018. While the NFC Championship matchup of the 49ers at Rams delivered about 51 million viewers for Fox, and that's the highest since 2019. Now again, remember that this year's football games are being played in the more viewer-friendly television windows of 3:30 p.m. Central Time for Game 1 and 7 p.m. Central for Game 2. In previous years, the two games were played at 1 p.m. and 4:30 p.m. The bottom line is that the NFL is desperately seeking to regain momentum after a few years of slowly declining television ratings. Moving the late playoff game into the evening time slot was definitely a winner for the at-home viewer. The extremely close games in this 2021 NFL playoff season has also helped to boost interest as well. And now looking forward to the Super Bowl a week from this Sunday, the matchup of the Cincinnati Bengals and Los Angeles Rams does not feature a recent fan favorite team or player such as Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes, Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers, or any team which features Tom Brady playing for it. I'm pretty sure that the vast majority of U.S. states will be pulling for the underdogs from Cincinnati next weekend as Joe Burrow's mystique has gained momentum by the week. The NFL's Super Bowl halftime show, which I usually don't watch, will feature a mix of some popular but somewhat controversial entertainers this year. And as usual, this will help to add some viewers who simply want to support their favorite artist, while another segment of the audience will watch just to see what the controversy was all about. But I don't predict the football games, but I will tell you that Cincinnati is considered a 3-4 point underdog right now. Last year's Super Bowl game lost nearly 10 million viewers, as only 92 million people tuned in to watch Tom Brady's Tampa Bay Bucks down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. After the Super Bowl had garnered over 100 million television viewers in 10 of the 11 past years, the television ratings drop was a big surprise to the NFL and the networks. It also marked the lowest television rating for pro football's big finale game since 2006. All eyes, especially those of us who like to watch the numbers, will be interested in next Sunday's Super Bowl outcome. And regardless of the final ratings for the Cincinnati versus LA Rams game in another week, the Super Bowl still blows away all other television rivals. It's not even close. Like in the movies, Godzilla always comes out the big winner. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.